Just take me.
Gotcha. 50A, Nun Ahmed Aleph. Here we go. Nun Ahmed Aleph, 50A.
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 50,
Yeah, okay, so we're up to, we got up to what? We got up to, Baruch Shkab Yishtah Mechal, Amad Nishalchan, Zabur. Yeah, we did already. We're up to Achadasre, Achadasre Ribo, Achadasre Ribo, yeah. It's, I'll tell you which line it is. It's, third wide line. Third wide line, 58. Okay, Echad Asara v'Echad Asari. We were saying how the Birkas HaMazon, the Zimun, doesn't change at that number. So how Gufa Kasha, the mission itself is Soser itself. It said in the Reisha, Amar Echad Asrei, if you have 11, V'Echad, right, Asari Ribo, whether you have, 10,000 over there, saying Navarach HaLakenu, Alma Ki Hadadina, they're all the same. The Nusach is going to be the same. V'Hadar Katani, but then at the end, by the Sefer, it says by Meah who say you have one Nusach, Uba Elef and 1,000, you had another Nusach, Uba Ribu, you had another Nusach. So which is it? Am Rav Yosef Lo Kasha, the Reisha Hakar Rav Yosef Aglili. The Sefer is actually Rav Yosef Aglili, who says she does Mubarach according to Rov HaKal. Ha, but the Reisha is Rabbi Akiva, who said the Nusach stays the same. The Tan Rav Yosef Aglili, Omer Lifi Rov HaKal, Barakim, Shneamar Makal, Az Baruch Elokim. Am Rabbi Akiva, Mamatin, Reisa Knesses. Right, that what? The Rabbi Akiva says, "Hi, Prader, say Glili, my Avidle." What does he learn from the pasuk "B'makalos Baruch Elokim"? Meaning, his point was just like we find in Shul, the text always stays the same, no matter how many people come to Shul. Why should Zeman be different? What do you do b'makalos? So, what does he do with the pasuk "B'makalos Baruch Elokim"? So Miboyle, Rabbi Akiva needs to learn from there another drasha. L'chatanya, Rameromer, Minayin Shafilu Ubarin Shemayim on Amru Shalem. I don't know that even fetuses in the stomach of their mothers, they said Shira at the Yam. Because it said by the Kriyas Yamsuv, Shenemar, Makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem, Mimkor Yisrael. Meaning those that were in the Makor, they Baruchu Es Hashem. V'idach, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who darshens the pasuk to Mavarchin Lefi Rov HaKal, he needs to say Makalas Baruch Elokim is talking about according to the number. What is he learns that from Makor Nafka, that Amar Rava Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that from 10 and on the Nusach of the Bracha stays the same. That's how we paskin. Ravina Rabbi Chama Barbuzi Iklai L'Reish Galusa, they got to the house of the Reish Galusa. Kam Rabbi Chama V'kam Hadar Abay Meya. He looked after 100 people so he could make a zeman with them at the house. Amar Ravina Rabbi Chama Lo Tzricha, you don't need to look for 100. The 10 is good. When we're eating the suda of bread in the house of the Reish Galusa, and he was going on long, the Reish Galusa. Every three that finished, they could make their own benching if they don't want to stay there for the whole long thing. So the Gemara says, why did three and three break up each time? They should do 10 at a time, right? Because 10 is the better Zimun. Reish Galusa would be makbid on that, meaning to leave your party, his party, three at a time, not a big deal. You're going to chop 10 people and walk out of my party like that, that I'm going to be makbid on. So, v'neipuk bircha de Reish Galusa. Why would they make a bracha this? They should have waited until the Reish Galusa finished to make the bracha and eat. And then they should have made the birchas mazon. I did the ashvi kuleyama. Since there was so much noise because everybody there, lo shmai, they wouldn't have been able to even hear the bracha of the Reish Galusa. Therefore, he wasn't so makbid if they did it alone. Rav Tosva Hani Shlosha Dekarchi Rifta Vadali. These three people who eat bread together, v'kodim kamin abarach l'daise, and one of them gets up and makes a bracha without a zimun. When his friends are finished eating, he could still join them for the zimun, even though he just finished. Ino nafka mizimun today. The two could be yotze, their chiyav, through the zimun with the zimun with him. Ihu lo nafik bizimun. But however, he is done. Once he finished, he cannot be motze with their zimun. Lefisha ain zimun lamafreya. There's no zimun lamafreya. Therefore, one who's mizamin, after he benched already, he's not going to be yotze the chiyav of zimun. Okay, so interesting. It works the other way for the two to use him, but he can't use them.
We always say that you can use someone who has one person.
But that person has to eat something.
Yeah.
Here it's saying even though he's done and he benched, that's the chiddush here. But he's done. He benched. You think he clocked out? It's like the chil is gone. Rabbi Yishmael Amar Rav from Papa Ikla Levei Knesset Ave Gevar. He went to the base Knesset of Ave Gevar. It was a place next to a city, one of the bigger cities there. Okay, fine. So we say as follows: he went to the shul of Abi Gebar and Kam Kra B'Sifra. He went to read in the Torah number Baruchos Hashem V'Ishtik and he quiet. V'Lomar Baruch. He didn't. It's a what?
Place.
Yeah, he didn't say Hamavorach. He said Baruchos Hashem. Avshu Kuli Alma. All the tzibur was making noise to scream Baruchos Hashem Varach. Amarava Pasya Uchmas. You black earthenware pot. Bahadi pluk ulamala. Why'd you put yourself into a machlokas here and act like Rabbi Akiva? Meaning even Rabbi Akiva's moda, that's better to say hamavarach like Rabbi Shmuel. Va'od hanog alma. The meaning of the olam is Rabbi Shmuel. Why'd you make this public thing? You made a noise, a whole fight here. You wanted to make a point that maybe halacha should be like in a different case of Rabbi Akiva, where you just say Baruch Hus Hashem. And therefore, and everyone answered Baruch Hashem Baruch. It was a whole fight back and forth.
He didn't say
Hamavarach. He didn't say Baruch Hashem Mavarach. He just said Baruch Hu is Hashem.
Okay, that's
supposed to say Hamavarach.
All of a sudden, everyone starts saying.
Everyone screamed back at him, Baruch Hashem Mavarach. He created a whole fight. Everyone's screaming at him what to say. So they told him, why'd you bring in your machlokas over here? Why even Rabbi Akiva's moda now that we should be saying on Baruch, because that's the minig.
But Rabbi Akiva says you have to say.
Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Baruch Hu is Hashem. However, he's saying even Rabbi Akiva is molde in a situation like this nowadays. You just stay out of machlokas and just say Baruch Hu Hashem and Baruch. Why'd you make a big deal? Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas, the three people eating together, ain't rashai l'chalak. They cannot divide it up because yeah, they can't divide exactly. V'chein arba v'chein chamisha. Shisha can divide up because they can do 3 and 3. Ad asara until 10. V'asara ein nechlakin. 10 doesn't divide up until they get to 20.
Said before, can't they divide up and then one person who's already benchmarked starts with the other one?
One, let two. We're assuming after 3 divide, they're gone. We don't assume that's what the situation, the guy's going to stay there. And so to ad esrim, until you have 20. Shtei chavuras, two groups of men, shayu ochlos b'ayzechad, are eating in one house. Bizman shemik tzasa and roen ele, as long as they could see each other, harei elu mitzdarfen lo ziman, they could co-join for one ziman. Im lav, if they can't see each other, eim mizam lo atzmei, these mizam for themselves, these mizam for themselves. Eim avarchen al yambar piragafen, ad sheyishto chamayim, until you put some water in it, now it's drinkable. Before, and it's not drinkable. Undiluted wine is too much. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Chum said, even if it's not mazuk, you could still mavarach bari priyagafen. So my kamashmalon, what chiddush is the mission teaching us? Tanina chara, we learned this one time. Shlosha chagach chayv lazamin. If 3 people eat together, chayv to make a zimun. And of course, they're not allowed to mavato that chayv. How kamashmalon, Rabbi Amram, Rabbi Shmuel, shlosha shiyashvu. The chiddush here is that 3 that sat together and they finished laachol kaachas, va'adayin lo achlu, eina rishay lachalik. Meaning, since they had a gemiras das to eat together, they're chayv to have the zimun. Lishna achrine, another way of saying it, is Amar Rabba Amar Shmuel, Hachi Ketani, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shlosha Shiyashvu Lechol Ka'achas, Havish Kol Echad V'Ochol Mikikaro, even though each and every one is eating from his own kikar, his own bread, and not sharing it, and you might think they're not together, Eina Rishon L'Chalak, they can't divide up, it's considered a co-joined meal. Inami, or alternatively, the Chiddush of the Mishnah could be, Kihad Ravun, the Ravun Shloshvo, Mishlosh Chavur, is 3 people that came from 3 different groups. They themselves can't even lachalik. They can co-join, even though they were sitting in 3 different tables, 3 different groups. Amar Rav Chizda, that's only true. V'hu shabo mishlosh chavur shlosh b'nei adam. That's only true when the 3 chaburas came of 3 people each, and they were already chayv and zimun in their own group. But if you had 3 at your table in the lobby of the hospital there, and in the cafeteria, and one guy was sitting at another table, he doesn't have to join your zimun. He was eating by himself. It's only if there was 3 over here, and let's say 4 over there, of Jews eating together, so he could then join you. But he doesn't have to join you if he wasn't part of any Zeman or Chabura. Amar Rava, Rava says that Lo Amar, we only said that Mizamin Yachad Ela Delo Akdi Mohanech Vaziman Alay Baduchteo. When he did not mitzdarf yet to a zimun in the chabur that he ate, this responds to you. Aval mazuma alaychu b'duchtayo. But if he was already mitzdarf to a zimun in the chabur from before, he shouldn't now go join the other table to join their zimun. Parach zimun minayo. He already lost; it flew away from him. The power of the zimun. Amarava minah minala. How do we know this? Din detran mita shenigna vechetzia oshav dechetzia. A bed that was here. Rashi says this bed was tmeya over here. Shenigna vechetzia. A tame bed. We're talking about a bed that became tame. Mm-hmm. Right? It's the context over here. So Taharis, Mishnah and Taharis like this. Kalim also, Perikud Ches. Shenigna v'chetzi, a bed that became, shenigna v'chetzi, someone stole half. Or shenev evdachetzi, or half of it was lost. Right? Their beds used to be these beds they would assemble in parts when they would put it together. O shilchukua achim o shutfim, or brothers or partners divided it up. It's tahora. Why? Because they considered it's a shinoi. They totally changed it. They broke it from its original status. And since they don't have any das to put it back together, the half is considered a shever kli. Shever kli is not considered tame in general. Hechzeru, if the ganavim restored what they stole, or the brothers or the partners put together back what they stole, or what they divided. Or they put it back together, they just found it and put it back together. Since now it's a kli shalem, mekabelas tuma, mekanel habatz. Mekabelas tuma from here going forward. So it's mashma mikanu lahaba in it is makabel tuma, but retroactively it wasn't tame when it was in half, and therefore if you were sitting on half of it while the other half was missing, it wasn't makabel tuma. Ama kaven de palgua parach l'tumine. What you see over there, it's mashma since they divided up the mita, the bed, they were mavatal the tuma that was there, bottle. It was bottle, meaning even though they went and rejoined it afterwards, the tuma that was there before didn't return. The tuma that's there now is a new tuma. The tuma that was there in the interim period is gone. There was never a tuma there.
The tuma that's there now is...
The tuma that's there is only a tuma, a new tuma of makan ulahaba. It's not the same tuma of before. Because if it was the same tuma as before, so then it should have stayed tame while it was sitting there half in your house.
Why does it become tame again when you put it back together, though?
Why do is it?
Is it become tummy or is it a new tummy?
Yeah.
It's a new tummy.
Is it roy to become tummy or is it tummy as soon as you stick it back?
It's not tummy, it's mekabelis tuma.
It's roy.
It's mekabel, yeah, it's mekabel tuma.
It's tar right now.
It's tar, but it's mekabel tuma. Exactly. Yeah, the point was that it wasn't. It wasn't mekabel tuma in that interim stage. Meaning, a broken bed can be kabel tuma if you know you broke it apart for the purpose of later on reassembling it. So while it's broken, it can become kabel tuma. It was only not kabel tuma in that instant because they did not think it was going to be restored. That's why. So that shows you that period, the tuma, parach tuma mineo. Alma, kaven de falga, parach tuma mine. Ha'achanami, kaven de azmin aleo, parach vezimine. So too here by the zimun. Since he was already mezamin with another chabura, botel mimene din zimun. It's interesting that they're taking brachas and comparing it to tuma ventara. We already learned the Gemara brachas from the Pasuk of Mishlei, right? Mishlei. Ben din vidin, ben dam ladam, ben nega lenega. Shows you that each one is a separate category, a separate dinim. We don't normally like to cross over dinim for one to other. So it might just be they're using this as a mashal, not as a limud, just as a melitza. Shtei chaburas, two groups. Tana im yesh shamish beinehem, who is serving both groups. Even though they don't see each other, the shamish works as a tziruf to both groups. He could bring them together so that they can now make a zima with each other. He serves as their eyes. Ein mevarchin al yayin, tana rabbana yayin, anshalon asalon tocho mayim. Before you put any water over it, ein mevarchin al marpir gafin. Ela bori preates from the grapes. Venot limenu liyadayim. And you wash your hands with it, because since it's called mei peiros, it's chashuv kamayim. And now it's roy l'shtia mavarchin alav bari pri agafin ve'ein. You can no longer use it for washing your hands. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Chacham say ben kach. Whether you put in it water, whether you didn't put in it water, you still make a bari pri agafin, because even though it's changed for the better now, however, it's still the same basic ingredient. Ve'ein notel, and you can't use it to wash your hands with. Kaman az lahadam or Shmuel osa adam kol tzarchabas. Who's that go like? What Shmuel said, that a person could do whatever he needs to with bread, and we're not afraid of bizoy ochlim, of disgracing bread. You could use it to wipe your face, you could use it for anything. Come on, that's Rebbe Eliezer, who also allowed you to wash your hands with mei peiros. He's more accepting of using food items for other stuff. He's moda by a special kosher bracha that you don't make a bari pri agafen until you pour water in it. It's roy l'shtia. Why is that different? My time. Because you need to do the mitzvah min a mufchar. And wine that you put into it water is now mufchar, because now you can enjoy it. V'rabbanan, whose shita is in the Mishnah, is that even without adding water you make bari pri agafen. L'may chazi. Why? What's it roy for? You can't even drink it. So Amrav Zera Chazi Lo Koraitai. It's good now to put a little. You could stick a little called besamim in there, and it would be able to be drunken. And therefore, that's the roy. Since you could throw a couple of spices in there, Koraitai is like little spices, seasonings, smell besamim. Besamim.
It says here Koraitai is a generic term for beverages known in Tanaic literature as anumulin and alimentus. And you add
Rashi says
you add
it's
honey,
medicine.
You add honey and pepper for to full.
Yeah, you season it up. Paishun balas.
It's a drink.
It becomes a drink. It makes it more drinkable. Yeah.
Not more drinkable. It's a
better type of drink.
It's a better drink that you could drink, and therefore the bracha, that's what it's roy for. Tana rabba, meaning you're not actually putting it in. It's since you can put it in, it's very accessible to becoming an easy to use drink.
But you can under the same logic you can put in water and it could become drinkable.
Yeah, the Gemara here says chazi, right?
Yes.
It's chazi lekoraite. What it means by chazi lekoraite, it itself is already good for that function. Meaning, even though normally to get it to that function, you'd put the spices in there, you'd put the besam in there, you'd put all in there.
It's not chazi lamayim.
It's not chazi lamayim right now. There's still needs to be a mizug, there was a mixing, there was checking ratios. this is seen as much easier accessible to be able to get it roy, to get it to the stage where it's good. Meaning, when you have a line lechazi, what it probably means is it could be used for whatever it was used for, bekoshi, even without the stuff in it. I'm looking at Tosus. Lamai chazi, lamai yeshtani loyin mishani lekoraita v'chein alacha da'ir yam mavarch lavar pergam. You mean with paskin you shechayotze? You have to say something like that. It must be royal lekoshi.
Yeah, no, the art scroll says something like that. Pure wine is the major ingredient of koraite, but it's not the major ingredient of...
Once you mix the water. The water is such an important factor in making the wine good. Good. Okay,
it's
good.
It's three parts of water to every part of regular wine, but in koraite...
Yeah, you see the ratios. Yeah, that's right. It's Ruth first. Tana Rabbanan, arba dvarim nemar apat. Four things were said by bread. Eim enichem basar chayel apat. You don't put raw meat on top of the bread because it ruins it. Eim avirin kos mali alapat. You don't put a full cup over bread because you might spill it and ruin it. Eim zorken apat. You don't throw bread because derech bizayin. Ve'ein somchen at the carbon. You don't rest the plate on top of the bread. Eim aymar zidravashi karchu rift abadali. They used to eat bread together in Isa lakama. They brought for him tamarim money. They brought for him dates and pomegranates. Shakal marzutra. Marzutra took pasul lakama derashi istane. He threw before Rashi a chelik from the peiros over there, a piece of the peiros. Another shot is that he threw before him a piece of meat. There's two shot in here. What? They were eating together. They were eating together, bread together. They were eating bread together, and they brought before them dates and pomegranates. Marzutra took fruit. He threw it before Rav Ashi, a piece of the peiros. So there's Arach who says it's basar. Amarle lo savar lamar lahadza. Don't you hold like that we learned in Raisa? Ain't zorkin at the Oakland? No, that's only a bapastan. You don't throw bread, but other foods you could throw. But we learned another brisa. Just like you don't throw bread, you don't throw other foods. Amarle says vatanya al pishen zorkin a pas. I was zorkin at the Oakland. Ela lo kasha. Hob me demai. Something that's going to become disgusting by you throwing it. You don't throw it. Hob me the lo. Something won't become disgusting when you throw. You don't throw it. So interesting. Eggs. An egg fight. An egg toss in camp. They have an egg toss, and you go farther and farther.
Sometimes that aside for bread.
What? No. Bread's separate from the mice. Bread you don't throw.
Tradition. Someone uses
the man. How's there? They throw it up like the man. They throw it up like the man. I don't know. It's bizoy Oakland.
Huh?
Mistama, it's bizo yochlin to do
when
that.
When you cut the bread, it's not appropriate. Someone's sitting on the other side.
To throw it to them. No, you pass it.
You don't throw it?
You don't throw it to the other side of the table.
You never.
Tana Rabbanam, Amshichin Yain, Mitzinat Zvei Chasen V'Kala. You put the wine, the pipe of wine, in front of the Chasen V'Kala. Let it flow in front of them. That's a good sign for the Chasen V'Kala. And obviously, the wine's getting destroyed. V'zorken Lifneim Klais. And you throw before them nuts. Into the fire. Ve'gozim b'mosa chama. These are different. In the summer, you throw the nuts at them. You know the ofruf.
That is what
source for the ofruf. Yeah, avalo b'mosa geshamim, but not in the winter because it ends up ruining the streets when you throw it out there in the winter. Avalo gluskos lo b'mosa chama geshamim, and you don't throw the bread not in the summer, not in the winter because it becomes moesal through the zrika. Amar Rav Yehuda shachach ve'ichnis ochlin atoch piv below bracha. If you put food in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha, move it to one side of your mouth and make a bracha. Tanya chad, but another brisa said, swallow it first, bolin, just swallow it. And the other one said, polt and spit it out. The tanya yidich, another one said, masakin to the side. Which one is it? Lo kasha. Hadatan, that's where it said, swallow it, is talking about bamashkin, liquids that you put into your mouth without a bracha. Vahadatan, the brisa where it said, polten, you spit it out, is bemidit tlin, it's not going to be disgusting if you spit it out. Vahadatanya masakin, move to the side, is bemidit demais, it's going to become disgusting, but it's still able to be moved to the side. Not like a liquid, like a piece of busser, you can move to the side. But midi de lomimoy, it's not disgusting. Nami lasakil tzarach alarach. However, move that also to the side and make a bracha. Why take it out of your mouth at all? So tir gemar vitzchak kas kasa. He said the following: kamei de Rabbi Yosi bar Mishpat Yerachon. Mishum shenemar yimale piv tilasecha. The ideal is not to have anything in your mouth. You want your mouth to be filled with praise of God, to be filled with bracha. Okay, let's stop there. Gonna hit the bus.